Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
We are now joined by the minority leader in the Erie County Legislature, Erie County Legislator John Mills. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, we talked a little bit about this budget last week with Comptroller Kevin Hardwick and some of the things that Erie County will be looking at. But going into this budget, Erie County is already down so many million dollars than they have been the past few years, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
So, of these proposals that we have seen, obviously money to go into county buildings and stuff, what is your initial thought of the currently proposed 2025 budget?
Well, what's happening, the first time this has probably happened in many, many years, maybe forever, that we're coming off of that COVID money from the federal government, which is a lump sum that everybody got, including the city and the county executive was doling it out like candy at a Halloween party. And now we're coming to the reality when no more federal dollars coming into Erie County for anything. And besides the normal federal dollars that we get. So now we have to look at a budget that is going to be very tight. And my concern is, and I've been in the legislature for 19 years, and I come from the private sector. And my take on this is that we gotta cut jobs. We have jobs in this budget that are deputy to everybody. I mean, deputy to the health and department, deputy to parks, deputies all over the place, and we're adding more jobs as deputies, and I don't get it. What's wrong with the people we have in position right now? They should be doing the job. We don't need a lot of additional deputies. So this, I mean, our big nut to crack here is payroll, and payroll, you know, is the big part of the budget, and we need to cut some jobs, not add jobs. So that's a real issue. And then the county executive proposes in the budget to cut the reserve road fund from $19 million down to $13 million. That sends a wrong message to my constituents, certainly, who have a lot of roads that need repair in my district, District 11, which is a rural district. So this is a big challenge. I'm not in favor of adding jobs, and I'm not in favor of cutting the basic basic items and maintain our infrastructure.
Legislator, you know, I've heard so much about this COVID money, and this is the first year the COVID money is gone. But didn't we know that all along? I mean, the county executive, you know, you mentioned how he was handing out the COVID money. Could this have not been spent better by the county the years we did have it?
Absolutely. I mean, my ideas are a little different than the county executive's. But I mean, we had the storefront revitalization. We had that program going on. We had the storm that hit, and they had money for that, and we had some money for, of course, the COVID situation. So, and then we had the tornado that hit the town of Eden. You know, and those dollars, those are justifiable dollars in my mind. But some of these other things, you know, adding more positions, I think is outrageous. And I mean, a deputy commissioner for health and COVID's over. You know, what do we need another deputy? You know.
David Bellavia was talking about that earlier last week about the, you know, the health commissioner getting a deputy after we already went through hopefully the worst pandemic we'll ever live through. And you said it does seem like it's sending the wrong message. The county says we have less money, but looking to add, according to Channel 2, 25 more positions. I mean, is there anyone on the other side of the aisle that you think will agree with what you're saying?
I certainly hope so, but I can't read their mind, but I certainly hope so. They may think that this is a good budget, but I'm hearing some vibes that it's not the case with some of the legislators over there. So I'm hoping we get some support for our minority caucus and some of our ideas.
You mentioned roads, and it seems to always we always get held up at the beginning of the road repairing season when the county wants to borrow or the county executive wants to borrow money and Republicans want to spend money. How that's turned out the last few years, do you think if the Republicans got their way 100%, we would be in a better position for this budget?
No question in my mind. You just look at the numbers, and the numbers are, you know, tell the story. I mean, you know, we need to move forward. We can't just look at this budget as a one-year budget. I mean, this is, you got to look 4 or 5 years out. You look into the future, and a county executive, of course, he's a lame duck, so maybe spending the money in his direction is a lame duck. I don't know what his, you know, what he proposes to do after his term ended, but, you know, you're going to look 5 years down the line. You just can't look at 2025. And I got the stadium being built. That has cost overrun. Thank goodness Pagula's picking up the cost overrun. Then we get that situation resolved with the county, because in 2026 it becomes the property of the city of New York, which spreads the burden across the whole state, which makes sense. So, but, you know, we've got to reel in the spending. We cannot continue to spend the way we're spending.
Do you think, you know, in the Erie County, I mean, this is in Buffalo, but it's throughout the county, we're talking about lead in the water. Is there anything in this budget to start addressing that? Is that going to be municipality by municipality? How does that get addressed?
Well, I think Dr. Gail Bernstein did mention it when we had a hearing for budget hearings that she's going to be doing more active in the lead enforcement area. So that's kind of why she needs more positions, I guess. But we've been talking about this lead issue since I've been in the legislature for at least the last 10 years. And we put money in the budget over the years for this. And we're no further ahead, in my mind, than we were 10 years ago. And this, you know, the city of Buffalo should be ashamed of themselves. You know, I grew up in the city of Buffalo until I moved to the suburbs. And, you know, it's an old infrastructure. I mean, some of the pipes in the ground are wooden pipes. You know, that's how old our infrastructure is. And, you know, we got to focus on what's so important to us. And covering the 33, take that money and use that for remediation on the lead piping, the infrastructure. That's why they never built a stadium downtown. Our infrastructure is bad, you know, throughout the city of Buffalo. And, you know, they're in the ground, so nobody notices, so it goes bye-bye. And, you know, yet when we have an overflow in the Buffalo Sewer Authority facility, they'll flush it into the Black Rock Channel. and then it goes down, neatly down Niagara River into Lake Ontario. I mean, I was on the sewer authority, Southtown Sewer, so I know what I'm talking about. I mean, the infrastructure is something that has to be taken care of right now, not 10 years from now or when they decide to do it, but they had the COVID money to do this, and we're talking about covering the 33. You know, it's crazy.
Legislator John Mills is joining us here on Hardline. Legislator, Mark Poloncarz is very vocal on social media. He tweeted out about a month ago that Erie County would lower their tax rate. Is that statistic misleading when looking at the budget?
No, it's not misleading. I mean, you know, when people look at their tax bill, unfortunately, they look at the entire tax bill. So, most cases, your tax increases are coming from the school districts. I mean, that's quite obvious. So, we did lower the tax rate, but you know, it's not a big part of your yearly budget when you're a homeowner. You know, you look at the school taxes, the big hit, but we did lower it, and we lowered the levy too. So. But in this budget here, you know, we're eating up that tax decrease. You know, that's unfortunate because we're spending more.
So, you know, we hear so much about the budget. When does the budget get voted on? How much debate is there between now and the budget being voted on? And do you believe this entire thing will pass, or do you believe there are parts that there's a good chance of getting out of this before it passes?
Well, I think, you know, judging what I know of the county executive, him and I have been together, you know, as elected officials since 2006 when he came on as controller. So I think he might line item veto some of what's going to be presented to him with this budget. So we're in negotiations right now with Tim Myers, who's the majority leader, and we're having good feedback back and forth. So that's happening as we speak, and we're going to hopefully have another meeting with them on Monday and try and wrap this up before Thanksgiving if we can.
You know, we have Sheriff John Garcia on next segment, and obviously the plans are to have a new one jail. Right now you have two jails. It's the plan is to have one. They put their plans in. It was $700 million, so now they're looking for a cheaper alternative. What do you think should come of the correctional facility, and do you believe that the sheriffs need the new facility?
Well, we can't afford the new grandiose, you know, $700 million facility. It's more than we spent combined between the state and county over and the Bills Stadium. I mean, you know, that's outrageous. We can't afford it. So we're going to have to retrofit the old facilities. As I see it, and he's right, you've got to try and combine in the one facility somehow. I don't know how he's going to do that, but that's something he has to deal with. But I'm not going to vote to spend $700 million on a new jail.
Do you think the best way for the county to focus on this is to make the improvements to the Alden facility? Do you think that's probably the best interest of the taxpayers?
Well, I haven't seen the exact numbers, but I think it probably makes more sense to do that. But then, you know, you've got, you know, the incarceration downtown, and you know, how are the relatives of the incarcerated people downtown going to get out to Alden to visit their family that's incarcerated? You know, that's the big problem with the city of Buffalo, you know, and the situation we have right now. But, you know, one facility needs to be constructed or retrofitted or something. I mean, but you got to look at the numbers, and you know, in incarceration, I think we're down with the new law that lets people out without bail. So I don't know. It's that and helicopter. Sheriff's got his hands full.
Last question for you, Legislator. I know we talked so much about the budget, but obviously one of the biggest stories for the last 2 years here in Erie County have been the migrants, the illegal immigrants in Erie County that were bussed up from New York City. Is the plan right now for those individuals to no longer be in Erie County after December 31st?
Well, according to Mark Poloncarz, they're going to go back to New York City. I'm hearing that a lot of them want to go back to New York City because of our winters and what's happening up here with the people are upset about them coming into the area. So I would think they're going to go go out of Erie County back into the New York City area.
All right. Legislator John Mills, always great catching up with you. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Greetings from Breeze Airways, your hometown carrier for nonstop flights from Twin Falls to Las Vegas. Visit odyssey.com/breezeairways to enter to win round-trip flights for two from Twin Falls to Las Vegas. Enjoy a seriously nice onboard experience and enter to win at odyssey.com/breezeairways. Vacation is closer than you think when you fly Breeze. Enjoy nonstop flights and send a postcard home from somewhere new this year. Book today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice. In partnership with Magic Valley Regional Airport. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to Idaho residents age 21 and over. Enter by 11:59 p.m. Eastern on June 21st, 2026. Approximate prize value $400. Complete rules and prize details at odyssey.com/national/contest rules.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Odyssey celebrates Earth Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.